Right now, though, it is time for This Week in the Lakeville Journal. And there's literally a cast of thousands in our studio. I mean,
a cast of unexpected thousands.
Well, and we've got one anchor in there.
That's right.
And is there? Ann, nice to see you here. Getting ready for your appearance here.
I had to salvage Ann's chair.
Now we also have the return of Alex Wilburn to the building.
And Alexander is being Cynthia, so he's placed in Cynthia's. Here is what has happened, ladies and gentlemen. Cynthia took a vacation.
All right. What? That's not allowed.
Good for her, really. She's earned it.
All right. So there you go. And then we've got Quincy Cabot. Quincy, step forward and say hello.
Don't step.
Hi.
Okay, good.
And get a little closer to the microphone, Quincy.
Hi.
All right, there you go.
That's much
better.
Just
pretend you're on stage. And Arthur Potter.
Hi, how you doing?
Harry Potter.
Arthur's right there. He's right there.
Yep.
Didn't have to tell him to get on that in the microphone.
No, Mr.
He's
Potter.
He's all set to go. And ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the big boss, Janet Manco. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
And how
morning,
are you?
Janet.
Doing great. How is everybody there?
They're all right. Now I've got to set up the clock now and let them know how much time they have left. Alexander.
Thank you.
So nice. There we go. Now we're all set.
There's
okay.
A nice crowd there, huh?
It's the room is full.
Excellent.
All right. We'll start off by taking a look at the front page of the Lakeville Journal. And right at the top is the rally, which we covered on CATV6. You can see it in full on our on-demand page there. And also you can read the story that was put together by both Cynthia and Lila.
This was a unexpected rally, but a great turnout led by Herbert and Lydia Moore, who are Sharon residents, and their daughter Charlotte was born last year at Sharon Hospital. So this is a cause that's really close to them. I've known the Moore family for a while. They're not a family to seek out publicity at all. So this is clearly something that they feel strongly about if they're at the forefront of this. They have been joined by Maria Horn really quickly on this issue. Brian Oler also spoke at the rally. This is an issue where, in terms of pragmatism, wherever you lie on either side of it, just last year alone, we had hundreds of people show up at the White Hart for the Women's March. Just a few weeks ago, we had a very large number turn out to protest ICE and the separation of immigrant families. So if the hospital thought that the community was going to see an issue that affected women and families and was going to take it lying down, I really don't know what they were thinking. They are currently in a letter writing campaign. They are looking at organizing a public hearing. So I think this is going to be a story that's going to be developing for a long time.
What's interesting, if you look at that picture, about 150 people were there. They have, 140 people signed petitions and stuff like that. But there was that one picture where they took where everybody in that picture was born at the Sharon Hospital.
Yes.
And that's just that was a cool picture. And to put that rally together, to get approval from the selectmen, and to do it in such quick time and have 150 to 170 people show up.
It's impressive.
It's very, very, very impressive. There's no doubt about that. Now, the big story, which we had to break some people and let them know that they heard some wrong information. The DEEP did catch a bear in the center of Salisbury. It was not euthanized. What people saw was them tranquilizing the bear so they could tag it, find out whether it was a male or female. Then when it started to get groggy, they hit it in the tail with a bunch of beanbag guns and off into the mountains by Salisbury jump is where it went.
Well, we actually have an eyewitness here in the studio with us. I am joined today by two new interns, Quincy and Arthur. Arthur just started yesterday, but Quincy started last week, went to write about when they were setting up the bear trap, and then went right back to the bear trap on Tuesday as soon as he heard they caught the bear. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So, as we probably know, last week on Thursday, First Selectman Curtis Rand, Brian Oler, and two biologists, Lindsay Stockwell and Catherine Becker, set up a trap. It was like this long cylindrical tube, and on 11:30 on Sunday, they caught the bear. And then later, the following day, three biologists showed up. They used a tranquilizer, and a muscle relaxant. And the plan was to move it outside of town, which I assumed happened. And they shot it with BB guns, as you said, the beanbag guns as well, just to cause it pain, like not to cause it any physical injury, but just enough so the bear would associate the town with pain and then not return.
And the interesting picture there, which I'm just really upset about, was where the people all lining up at the bear trap. People have to learn, let the bears be alone.
Anday photo.
That was my picture, and they're not lined up at the bear trap. Actually, I was driving by Sweet Williams on Saturday afternoon about 4 o'clock, and I saw a big crowd out there. There's kind of a gate. There's a barred gate between Sweet Williams Bakery and Sweet Williams Coffee Shop, which is where the bear was foraging for croissant.
Well, people just have to learn, though.
They're idiots. Yeah, these people are sticking their arms through the bars with their cell phones to get the picture of the bear. They're complete idiots. They think it's some kind of a joke.
I know. It's just, once we had a story about people in New York City all lining up, hundreds of people, to see raccoons in the daytime.
Yes.
And what I was trying to tell them, if raccoons come out in the daytime, they're probably rabid.
Yeah. Yes. And you don't want the shots.
So people have to understand wildlife.
They think it's really funny. There were people with small children, small dogs, just all pressing their faces up against the bars. It was really unbelievable.
It's anyway. A cautionary tale, and did well to get that photo to enlighten us.
Okay, under that, a place where hopefully the bears will roam peacefully, a 420-acre forest is being protected.
Yes, Senator Chris Murphy was the guest for the Kent Land Trust, one of the last decent men still working in politics, and he has been supporting their efforts with conservation. So if that is an ongoing issue that you're interested in, you will want to check that out. And then to the left, another ongoing issue is Patrick Sullivan has been writing about the addiction crisis in this area for a while, and he has a news story out about the lack of resources that we have in rural areas compared to the cities. It is a relevant and alarming story.
All right, I want to go into the inside. Wait a second before we go there. Let me check and see if I missed it. No, I didn't. I was looking for something that's not there. It is a story, Alexander, that you did. Once again, just people don't understand about dark entry. Just don't go there.
Oh, gosh. Yes. This was a wild ride investigating this. Two young people were arrested in search of Dudley Town, although they were not the only party that was trespassing. They were just the two that got caught. But the settlement in Cornwall, which is now completely private property, has taken on a life of its own since, I think, going back to like at least the 1980s, if not further. National Geographic has even written about the supposed supernatural lore that surrounds this area. And the people who own this are really fed up with people going there illegally to thrill seek, to record video, to look for ghosts. In this case, the people looking probably wish they'd seen a ghost, because what they're seeing is Torrington Superior Court.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long, long time. People have been going there since I've been in high school.
That's a long time.
I mean, that's from 71 and before that even.
Yeah.
I want to always congratulate on that page. Also in North Canaan, some new Eagle Scouts.
Of course. And just last week, I think we had a marriage announcement, and we got in. I don't know if this was in the paper, but the bride's parents also had their marriage announcement 30 years ago in the Lakeville Journal. So if you are an active member of the community, one of the special things about having a local paper is you're really going to see the milestones of your life marked in the paper. So whether you disagree on our reporting on any given story, I think that's a good thing to remember. And if you have an announcement, send it in.
All right, we'll call the next page the Shaw page, because he's got a story.
This was our joke. our world is Shaw, and our town's is all Leela this week. So I think it's our Shaws and our Leelas.
Yeah, I have to say, Caitlin Lyle has a story on that page, too. Let's not leave her out.
Let's not leave Caitlin out. Caitlin Lyle, who did garden tour reporting, and then Shaw did live music in Winsted. They had a full orchestra that was out playing for residents there.
All right, I want to move on to the Our Towns page, because a story which goes with what we talked about, the selectmen very quickly approved that the meeting of the town green for a rally.
Very quickly. Again, further insight into orchestrating, which was really a quick and impressive turnout to oppose this hospital term.
All right, I see we're going to get our building painted this summer in this story. I didn't realize that.
Is that true? Okay, yeah. Good.
There we go.
What's your color of choice?
We don't have a color of choice.
It's historic. Sorry. That's why it's good to read these stories of what happens right. at these meetings that, you know, so few people go to. Our reporter's there. Leela was there. And, boy, there's a lot more there than just talking about
But the real important part about paint job, before they do that, there's no insulation in this building. They are going to do the insulation, blown-in insulation in all the walls, which will make us very, very happy in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
And not to mention the bill paying for
It's been very, very cold and very, very expensive in the winter.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we've got new owners taking over Stonewall Farm in Cornwall.
Yes. Jeff and Sarah Castle are taking over what is 99 acres and a barn. So good luck to them. They're joining the close-knit farming community. And, in Cornwall.
And LED lights are coming to North Canaan to replace the old incandescent lights that they have on the street lights.
Yes. And Selectman Christian Allen is reasoning that this will be a $18,000 to $28,000 project. But I think I speak for, at least as a resident of Salisbury, we could always use more lighting in this area. Truly, truly.
You come into Sharon, they've got the LED lights all through Sharon, and it's unbelievably lit up. And Salisbury just is very, very poor. But Salisbury owns their lights. They should probably go back to just renting the poles, actually. But that's just an argument for another day. Cynthia's got a story in the health section, and Jill, you might have.
I wonder who she consulted.
Mars is in retrograde.
No. I thought she consulted you.
Oh. No.
Oh boy, is she right or is she wrong?
Well, we'll go 50-50 here. but the interesting thing that I will definitely congratulate you on is because it matters what sign it's in, and it is in the sign that just ruins, and I mean ruins, your computers, your soundboards, your, you know, anything electronic and anything spontaneous.
Does this happen to you?
It's everyone else I know, not me right. yet.
Yeah, and that's what Cynthia's writing about.
That's
and
right.
She was talking to a lot of people who were having it happen, so yeah. She is, it's a interesting story.
That is true. And it is very true. Mars, which right. is the planet of action, is going backwards.
All right, so Finding yeah. Happiness in Spite of It All by Mr. Happy Patrick Sullivan.
One of the gruffest men I know. So if he is finding happiness, I think Mars in retrograde is actually working out for him well.
He's great. He reminds me of a typical old New Englander.
And then, he is classic New England through and through.
So very, very nice in summer, food for health.
Yes. We had an intern who was with us earlier, Molly, and she and her sister are now writing health for us. Her sister, Rachel, is actually studying health in college. And so this is right up their area, and they have really become our new great food writers.
All right, on the obituary page, two stand out, of course, the death of Holly Adams and someone whose family I know very well from when I went to school, Greg Carlson, passed away as well.
Yeah, so well-known in our area yeah. and, you know, heartfelt regrets about their passing and thoughts to their families.
We look at the sports page, pickleball.
Pickleball, haven't you heard of it?
That's one thing if I thought it involved pickles, I'd go there. I'd probably be thrown out because I eat them. Does anybody know what pickleball is?
I think that's why you have to read the story. I don't think anyone knows what pickleball is, except for Shaw.
No, but yeah, a lot of people have been talking about it, and this is what's happening at the Norfolk Curling Club during the summer. So these guys know how to have fun.
It looks like a little wiffle ball action there. That pickleball looks like a little wiffle ball on
right,
his hand.
And so. this cute little paddle that has a plaid sort of pattern on it. And, you know, Shaw tells us all about it.
But there could be pickles.
All right.
We don't know.
I love this story because John Fitch was honored. The Reverend Heidi Truax was there, and Rick Russo has a story on that.
Yes, and so it's a really, really moving elegy written by Rick Russo, who used to do work for Lime Rock, and it is certainly worth a read. It is a really lovely piece on the character of this man.
All right, we're going to go to the editorial page right now. A big change almost a year on. Is it working?
Right. We're asking our readers this. As we hope they will all remember, in August of last year, we rolled the Winsted Journal into the Lakeville Journal and retained Shaw Isaacson as a reporter, and he covers the towns of Winsted, Norfolk, Colebrook, Riverton, wherever in that area things are happening, he'll show up. And, you know, we've gotten some mixed reviews. Some people have told us how much they like seeing a wider region. Some people really don't like it. So what we'd like to do is put this out there. The editorial talks about it and the challenges we face, as well as, you know, wanting to serve our readers. So you'll see that we have in old italics there, please to let us know your feedback. There are a couple of ways to do that. It can be for publication or not for publication, just to me, and we'd love to know what you think of it.
All right, and lots of different letters, lots of different viewpoints. I'll say the lead viewpoint from Jessica Fowler, game changer at Sharon Hospital.
That's right, Jessica Fowler, who, you know, lives in and is a selectman for the town of Sharon, who spoke at the rally last weekend and shared her thoughts with us, and we're glad to have him there. She lays out an interesting and strong argument, and we are happy to have anyone's thoughts on this topic.
All right. Before we get to Compass, I think I doomed coverage of TV of the rally on the green, because every time Channel 30 shot, it seems like I was standing behind them. And I noticed that they never put anything up, and I think that's because somehow I was in doing my interviews by accident behind them. So if you guys didn't see it on TV, it's my fault.
Well,
because I didn't see it myself.
Well, you know, it's a local issue. We have local coverage in the paper, and you have it, so I think that's fine. Certainly, as this goes on, it may get statewide interest, as it should, but... for right now, this is our argument, and we need to make it.
We have about 4 minutes left, and that's a long time, because it was not really a long time, because I'm looking at your Compass, and it's pretty full.
It's very full this week, Marshall, because it's full of railroad days. And I've had fewer stories to put in because of all the space that Railroad Days has, which is great. It's a full, full schedule. I went last night with Quincy and Arthur to the first night of the Canaan Carnival, and I thought we should do a feature on fried Oreos, but maybe next week.
Did you guys have any?
Yeah, I had some fried Oreos. I was the one who introduced it to Anne. They never heard of it before. I was so surprised. It's a classic.
No, I've heard of them before, Arthur. I just have never eaten one before.
You never dared to try them.
I'm too afraid. Yeah, you can fry anything.
I don't blame you.
But fried dough, and we met all the heavy hitters, the people that organized the carnival. We met the guys from Goshen who put the carnival together. This isn't Encompass, so sorry I'm off the subject, but it will be next week.
All right.
Robert it will be Cronin. In the paper.
But the entire schedule is, so look at the schedule and get over there and have some fun.
It's really great. There's so many great things happening. So we have our cover story is an artist called Robert Cronin, who's pretty well known, and he's doing these, his work is really different from each other. His sculptures are very different from his paintings. It could be three different artists, the way that he works. But these are paintings, and they're kind of fantastic still lives. Fantastic in the sense that they're surreal. Fantastical, I guess I mean to say. And there's a review of that show. It's at the library, you know the name of the library. My brain is
the
just
The Hunt Library.
The Hunt Library. Oh, yes. Thanks, Janet. Sorry. The Hunt Library in Falls Village. And then there's a lot of theater for theater goers this summer. There's just so much. If I could, probably do an entire issue and have it full just of plays that are going on right now. But we have Shakespeare at the Mount, and you can sit outside and watch it. They're doing Love's Labor's Lost at the Dell at Edith Wharton's house in Lenox, Mass, until August 18th. So that's worth seeing. We have a good review of that this week. I have 1 minute and 56 seconds left. Then there's a...
plenty of time.
I know. There's a play in Sherman, at the Sherman Playhouse, called Other Desert Cities, which really sounds good. Marsden went down to Sherman to review it, and it's playing through July 28th, but based on her review, it's highly recommended. And one of the actresses in it, Eileen Epperson, I believe is a Salisbury resident, and it's directed by Catherine Almquist, who I think lives down in Kent. But it's has a local connection. Sherman's a bit of a hike, but Marsden says it's worth it, and I believe her. We also have a really wonderful thing about the songwriters, Howard Arlen, Irving Berlin, and Jimmy Van Heusen. So all those great songs, which I've been humming since I read Leon's piece, like, Get Happy, Stormy Weather, Let's Fall in Love, all the great songs from the great songwriting era. And it takes place on New Year's Eve. And it's the three of them just singing songs and talking about their lives at Irving Berlin's Beekman Place apartment. That's the set, I mean. And then, let's see, we have a review of a movie, which is called, it's about a father and daughter living off the grid.
Leave No Trace.
Leave No Trace.
Leave No Trace, yeah. And that's at the Millerton Movie House, and I believe it's also at the Triplex. It looks great. I'm going to go see it. And then we also, another thing to remind everybody is that the music at St. John's Church on every Wednesday through August, there is the Baroque, the new Baroque soloists who will be playing. That's it. I'm finished, right?
You're finished?
You hear that?
I heard that alarm.
The alarm. Oh, boy.
In 3 seconds, the state will self-destruct.
That's right.
I want to mention one thing, though. All shook up at the Sharon Playhouse. They are having local people.
That's the other, yeah.
Every show, which is kind of interesting, and that's going on as well.
Mm-hmm. All and right, it's a kids' production. Those are all young people.
Yep.
And really according to Leon, he said at least half of them will end up on Broadway. They're so good.
All right. Guys, great job for filling the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Arthur and Quincy are going to be writing a lot for us, so look for their bylines.
All right. And, of course, you can find the Lakeville Journal online and at tricornernews.com and also on Facebook and, of course, right here on Robin Hood Radio.